What is Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah all about? We just experienced tremendous inspiration. Atzeres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah Davening, Atzeres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, the Simcha of Sukkos. And on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, we attempt to take those experiences, those inspirations, those lofty heights that we reached in Avodas Hashem, and we attempt to bring them down to the mundane, bring them into our daily lives, to continue to live that inspiration. The Pasuk says by Shmini Atzeres, "Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tielochem, Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Sasu." It's a yontif, you don't do work. And if you look in Unklus, so that's how Unklus translates. But in the Targum Yonason, he writes, "Biyom HaTimina'ah," on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, "Kineshin Tehavion Bechedva Min Matelchon Lebatechon." He says that we're going to take, on the eighth day, we're going to take the chedva of the sukkah into the house. We're going to take the experiences, the simcha of the sukkah, and we're going to transport that into the home. And what the Targum Yonason seems to be highlighting is that the purpose of Shmini Atzeres is not just to move physically from the sukkah into the home, but it's to take the sukkah with us into the home. It's almost as if, it's not that there's no sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there is, but it's in the house now. The experiences, the inspiration of sukkahs is now in our home. And the truth is, that's very much the yesod of Simchas Torah as well. Because Simchas Torah needs to be looked at on the backdrop of the entire Chag of Sukkahs. Every day of Sukkahs, we said Hoshanos, and we went around the Bima. But you know, the Torah that we took out of the Aron sat on the Bima, or somebody held it by the Bima. And we were always going around it. But there was a distance between us and the Torah. We were going around, and it was in the middle. We see from the story in the Navi about Yericho, when Klal Yisrael each day circled the city of Yericho. And then on the last day, they went around seven times, and the walls of Yericho came crumbling down. So there are those who suggest that we have the same yesod by Simchas Torah, that throughout Sukkos, as we tried and tried to connect with Torah, so the Torah was in the middle and we were dancing around it. And as much as we were besimcha, there was an element of distance between us and the Sefer Torah. But now, after the experience, after the tefillos of the Yom Noraim, after the simcha of Sukkos, so now we dance around the Torah and we dance and dance around and around, and it's ki'ilu, analogous to the story of Yericho, it's as if the walls have come crumbling down. And that distance, that separation that we feel sometimes between us and Torah, so that is dissolved. And now we're dancing with the Sifrei Torah. They're no longer on the Bima, and we're distinct, we're separate, we're distant. But now, like with Yericho, the walls have come crumbling down, and we're dancing with the Sifrei Torah. This is the inyan, this is the idea of Simchas Torah, that all of the inspiration, all of those experiences, those shouldn't be things that we reserve for the Chag. I davened so well on Rosh Hashanah. I felt so connected on Yom Kippur. I worked so hard on my Nidos and on my Avodas Hashem, on my Lashon Hara. I worked so hard during the Atzeres Yimei Tshuva. On Simcha, I experienced such a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. When I took the lulav, when I ate in the sukkah, I felt that Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But now I'm plunged back into the mundane. I go back to my regular life. And that inspiration is distant, it's far. No, we end the Chag with Simchas Torah to say that we've broken down the walls, we've broken down the barriers, and now we're united with the Torah. We're going to take those experiences and we're going to dance with them. We're going to run with them throughout the year. So Hashem should help all of us that as we celebrate Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, we should realize that the process here is to take the inspiration, bring it back into the home. The Kavana HaTzfila, the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, the Avoda of Tshuva, all of those things, those endeavors that we undertook, they will hopefully, through the inspiration of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, to take it with us into the remainder of the year.